Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, December 29th, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter, There is a Solution. We're on page 25, page 25, and we're going to unpack today and study paragraph 2. And it begins like this: the great fact is just this and nothing less. And then ends with, could never do by ourselves. We're going to unpack that paragraph today. So you want to take a look at that one so you have a chance to share. Today's readers are the 12 steps. Audrey M.P. reading the traditions today for us will be Robin P. Reading the text in support is Shelley E., Jody E., Barbara W. will greet newcomers and get sponsor contact information, so listen for her, and Leslie M. will give us some announcements here at A Vision for You, because there's always something awesome going on. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting is 16081, 16081, and that would be for Monday, December 28th, 2020. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting that happened just an hour or so ago, that share ID number is 16086, 16,086. And that, of course, would be for Tuesday, December 29th, 2020, 7 a.m. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Audrey M.P. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Team Tuesday. This is Audrey M.P. from California. I'm a compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we are powerless over food and that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Audrey M.P. from California. I will now ask Robin P. from Mexico to read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm currently in Florida and from Mexico. It's a little confusing. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop compulsively overeating. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never to be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Robin P. from Mexico, currently in Florida. A quick star one, please, Robin, on your phone keypad would be very helpful. Appreciate that. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and quiet recording, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. And I always like to make note here, this is a star 1 key function only, please. Now, self-muting on your line does not effectuate the change and the quiet that we're looking for. So star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter, There is a Solution. We're on page 25 today, and we are on unpacking paragraph 2. And it begins with, the great fact is just this and nothing less. And ends with, we could never do by ourselves. And I'd like to ask Shelley E. to please read that paragraph, share her experience on that particular paragraph by unpacking it for us. And then after that, we'll open up the lines for others to comment on that paragraph. Thank you. Good morning, Shelley E.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you for everything you do. And good morning, fellow travelers. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. Page 25. The great fact is just this and nothing less, that we have had deep and effective spiritual experiences, which have revolutionized our whole attitude toward life, toward our fellows, and toward God's universe. The central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. He has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could never do by ourselves. And this paragraph gives us an asterisk, which takes us to Appendix 2. And I'll say first that when I started OA, I was pretty sure I didn't need a spiritual experience. I knew everything about God, and I was good in that category. But thank God my sponsor just kind of, yeah, well, let's just go ahead and work on this, and let's go ahead and read the big book. And I know you're so smart about this. Little did I know what was in store for me. I can't get through the day now without my higher power, and I don't want to. So when it takes me to Appendix 2, it tells me spiritual experience and spiritual awakening are the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism has manifested itself among us in many different forms. And I received the educational variety. It was not a lightning bolt, but I am so grateful for the higher power that does get me through the day, the spiritual component of this program. And he does accomplish for me everything that I could never do by myself. I was convinced I had more control over my life than I do, and thank God I don't. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Shelley E. So the lines will now be open for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 25 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And although we do really cherish and value all of your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And just to give you a little earshot and eye shot on that, if you had shared on Friday or Monday, consider maybe Wednesday being your next chance to be able to share again. So if you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name in your state, if you'd like, I can take a list of names to comment.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Roz G.
Roz G.
Robin P.
Robin P.
Max V.
Max.
Sarah B.
M-A-X?
New York.
Was it Max, M-A-X, or Matt, M-T-T? M-A-T-T. I want to make sure about your name, Max or Matt?
I just shared Sarah, S-A-R-A-H.
Either one.
Oh. Either one, Max or Matt, it wouldn't matter to you? Okay.
Max or Max.
Max. And then first initial of your last name, Max?
V like Victor.
V like Victor. Okay, great. Thanks so much. And I think I heard a Sarah.
Yes, thank you, Sarah B. from New York.
From New York. Got it. Thank you. Okay, let's go with that lineup. In the interest of time, time's a ticking. We want to make sure we squeeze out as much as we can of this meeting today. So we have Kathleen O. from California, Roz G. from Palmdale, California, Robin P. from Mexico, currently in Florida, Max and Matt V., and you'll give us your state, hopefully, and Sarah B. from New York. Good morning, Kathleen O. Your 3 minutes. Start now, woman.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you. This is Kathleen O., in Northern California, recovered. Thank you, God. So the great fact, reality, truth, those are powerful words. The solution to all my problems was a spiritual experience. And this experience changed how I think, how I feel, and how I behave every day. You know, how did I come to experience this life where my attitude towards life and relationships with people changed? It happened by working these steps. And this miraculous attitude toward life that I experience today is a life where every day I live in gratitude, where I know with the fact that no matter what, my creator, my higher power, God lives in my heart and always has my back. You know, my heart is filled with the divine power, which allows me through working these steps to experience joy, to experience freedom from compulsively overeating a day at a time, not having that mental obsession around food. This divine power allows me to experience happiness. And the solution to my eating problem was following the directions of those to whom the problem was solved. And, you know, the solution to the problem was working these steps and having this spiritual experience. And as described in Appendix 2, this spiritual experience, which brings the personality change sufficient to bring recovery, is fast for some and slow for others. And both ways work. my experience was that when I did my 1% every day, it was slow, but the day came when suddenly my life was different. And I was no longer fighting anyone or anything, including the food. So I'm able to experience these miracles as long as they stay connected to my higher power, my fellows, all of you, and daily asking God to divorce me from self-pity, dishonesty, and self-seeking motives, and to do service. You know, service is a joy. It's a good day when I can be kind and loving towards all and walk this path of happy destiny with all of you. So, you know, this is going to be, this is going to work for you if it hasn't already yet. This paragraph gives anyone suffering hope because Bill is telling us the fact is this spiritual experience is effective and it's going to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. And with that, I pass. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Kathleen O. from California. Next up is Roz G. from Palmdale, California, and then Robin P. will follow. Hi, Roz.
Hi, Melanie. Hi, everybody. My name is Roz. As Melanie said, I'm Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Palmdale, California, just an hour north of Los Angeles in the high desert. Wow. I would like to focus on the word revolution. A revolution is a complete turn. It is a 360. And that means that I have come from a woman who was, I'll name my top character defects. Jealous. I was a woman that was jealous, envious, prideful, and a fantasizer who is an overeater. And today I am a woman who is no longer jealous, happy for others, no longer desiring what other people have. And you will hear some traffic as I'm out walking my dog. That's a little background noise. Sorry about that. But anyway, I've turned into a woman who's no longer jealous, who's happy for others, who no longer wants what other people have, who only wants what God wants for her, to a woman who lives in reality and who is humble. Okay? That's the woman I've turned into. And also, who doesn't compulsively overeat. Some examples that have arisen out of this 360 for me is, over the holiday time, while it was time to wrap gifts, I looked at my food plan for the day and thought, what foods are going to give me the energy to complete this wrapping of gifts? Because usually by the time I've done shopping and gifts are obtained, I'm very tired. Now, that's a huge change of attitude because I wanted to eat what would give me comfort and what snacks and pastries that are available during the holiday time. That's who I used to be. I mean, a woman looking to see what foods are going to give me the energy and strength. In other words, what's the nutrition here? I love there's a member on our meeting that says if it's beyond nutrition, it's emotional. So I'm not eating for emotional and effect today. I'm eating for nutrition. My whole attitude on life has changed. Yesterday, in the morning, I pray and I ask God for opportunities to be of service to other people. My phone rang yesterday and my neighbor said, Roz, I twisted my ankle. Would you please roll out my trash cans for me? And I was like jumping up and down after I hung up. Of course, Janice, I'll do that for you. Yes, I get to do something for somebody. And I rolled out her trash cans. Okay, and I'll wrap up by saying this is an amazing change of attitude for me, a total revolution of 360. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Robin P. from Mexico, currently in Florida. Your 3 minutes starts now, and then Max will come in after you.
Thanks so much, Mel. Thanks for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, currently in Palm Beach, Florida. And, I love that it says the central fact of our life today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. I came in a devout atheist and saw God on the walls and ran. And just, you know, this was my bridge to God. This is a spiritual fellowship, but I actually became a Christian through this program, and it was my connection to God just was the last thing on my mind, and now is my first thing on my mind. And that in itself is miraculous. And there are so many modern day miracles. We commence to accomplish things which we can never do by ourselves. You know, I'm an inventor. I'm a serial inventor. I came into this program on my knees in so many areas of my life. We were divorced. Since then, my husband and I got remarried in this program due to this program. Someone's unmuted. If you could just check your mute status, that'd be great. He invited me to go to church with him on Christmas Eve. And I heard God say, Merry Christmas. This is my gift to both of you. We started dating. And we got remarried during the California wildfires in 2018. We did not plan the California wildfire part. And our friend's house, where we were having our wedding reception, burned down to the ground the night before our wedding. Our honeymoon resort burned down to the ground the night before our wedding. We had our wedding, our reception, and our honeymoon in the church rectory. And it was still all God. And I've gone through so many things with my invention that I could never do if I wasn't abstinent. I would have checked out and quit. We just had so many mountains. We sold all of our belongings and our cars, all of our furniture. About 10 weeks ago, we moved to Mexico and we're checking out Costa Rica. And my husband has a tumor, it turns out, a big mass. And we had to come back to Florida and get treatment for him. And also, he may need to go back to work to pay for the treatment and get insurance and everything. So, we may be back here. None of that is of me, and I get to just surrender all. And I know that I'm in God's hands, and that's all that matters. And thank God for all of you, and thank God for God. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Robin P. Next up is Max V. If you'd like to give your state, that would be very helpful. And then following Max will be Sarah. But also, before Max comes up, I'd like to mention that within 6 short minutes or less, we're going to be opening up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 25 of your big book. And that paragraph, that single paragraph that we're unpacking today, starts with, "The great fact is just this and nothing less," and ends with, "We could never do by ourselves." And so get ready for that in 6 more minutes or so. Hey, Max, you're up.
Good morning, folks. My name is Mac or Max, and I'm a compulsive eater. I'm calling in from San Diego, California. I guess I've heard this allusions to this meeting over the days or years, Voices of Recovery or whatever it's called. But somebody just, my buddy from San Luis Obispo, Gary, he just turned me on to this meeting a little while back. I'm glad to have the number and the password. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. That's great. Like I say, I'm a compulsive eater and hardwired that way. So I'm a extra hard case, and I'm also a pretty devout agnostic or atheist. And so that kind of puts another big challenge up in front of me. So these words, "the great fact for us," those are pretty definitive words. The great fact for us is that, by golly, we've gotten out of our, for me anyway, it has happened to me a little bit that I've gotten out of my own way. And allowing something, I don't have the beginning of the answer. So if I open my heart and mind and get the answer, like they say, some people say in the program, well, I don't know what God is, but I know it ain't me. And if I can just get out of my own way and have a kind heart and just listen, and like they say in the program, put a wad of cotton in my mouth, sorry about that, and open up my ears a little bit, that it'll give me a great start toward changing my life. And as far as my stubbornness against the higher power, it's probably because of how I was raised in an alcoholic family back in Ohio. And it's just, I was hardwired that way, and I was very self-sufficient in attitude. But that didn't get me very far at all. So through the program, I've been able to kind of piece together this higher power of mine, build it from the ground up. And I was just thinking this morning of some of the words. I mean, consciousness or a hunch or a sixth sense. Even the word sixth sense is in the big book. And I don't know exactly what it is. And then if y'all haven't had a chance to look at that set-aside prayer, go ahead and Google it, the set-aside prayer. It's like, God, let me start fresh. Let me dash every thought, feeling, definition, or whatever I have of you, and let me have an open mind for today so that I can be a better service to somebody else. So glad to be on this meeting. I intend to come back. Now I've got the number in my phone, and if my 3 minutes aren't up, well, maybe we just have the rest of that time in silence.
Thank you much, Matt V. from San Diego, California. Next up is Sarah B. from New York. We got 3 minutes before we open up the lines again for those that want to share on paragraph 2, page 25 of your big book. But for now, we're going to listen up to Sarah B. from New York. Press star 1, please.
Thank you so much. This is Sarah B. from New York, a grateful recovering compulsive overeater and anorexic. I've been in program a long time, and by the grace of God, it's definitely worked. But what really stands out for me, and I love all the spiritual paragraphs in this book, because that's what makes Overeaters Anonymous different from any other weight program, weight loss program, which is always on will, and you've got to be good, and you've got to do the right thing, and so much effort. And in our program, it's the exact opposite. It's about surrender. Easy does it. You know, it's simple, but not easy. And the fact that our program is so spiritually centered, and God, they mention God here, and the Creator's entered our hearts and lives in a way which is like a daily practice, lives in a way which is indeed miraculous, and commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could never do by ourselves. When I was in the throes of my compulsive overeating, if it wasn't nailed, I ate it. And I gained an awful lot of weight from being very thin in a short amount of time. And it took me a while to get it off because I didn't really want to be thin again, because it didn't bring all the promises and goodies I thought being thin and near perfect would get me. So I really had to do a lot of work to get right thinking, right sized, and be comfortable, because I couldn't continue eating the way I was eating. And I really feel blessed, and I feel like I've got a superpower by my side. And you know, someone wants to hear about how I live my life, I would share this with them. But the idea that you use God in every area of your life, including maintaining a stable, serene weight and a stable, serene attitude towards life, which is all of the other 11 steps after the first, where we have to admit that food has made our life unmanageable and there's a different way. That's what I love about this program. It's a way for life. It's a living program. It's not just don't eat and pray for the hope for the best on your own devices and will and ways of doing it, because obviously it didn't work. So I'm so grateful to find this program. And I found visions probably like a lot of people in the beginning of the pandemic. And I prayed to God again to remove certain foods that I didn't think were healthy for me anymore. And it happened. It really happened. And I'm really glad I found this program. And thank you all. And thank you for your service this morning.
Thank you very much, Sarah B. Now the lines are open for additional comments on
Bonnie J.M.
Marilyn K., Oregon.
Kathy Z.
Sunia S., Delaware.
Shanna C.
Moderator, you are muted. We can't hear you. Yeah, can't hear you, Melanie. Melanie, press star one.
Hey, good morning, you all. Had a little bit of a technical glitch there. Got bumped off. This is Melanie. I'm back now. Just in case the meeting didn't go on without me, I just wanted to mention that I can take a few more names here this morning. And if you shared within the last couple of days, we'd ask that you just step back so that the other 200 or so people on this line might have an opportunity to share as well, even though we do cherish your wisdom and your experience here for sure. If you give me your first name, the first letter of your last name and your state, I'll take down probably five names.
Marilyn K., Oregon.
Marilyn K.
Kathy Z., Washington.
Bonnie J. M.
Bonnie J. M. Where?
Arizona.
Arizona.
Kathy
Z., Washington.
Samia, where are you from?
Delaware.
Gotcha. And one last person.
Shanna C., Tennessee.
Shanna.
Yes.
C. from Tennessee, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay, let's go with that five and see what comes about with the end of time. Marilyn K. from Oregon, Kathy Z. from Washington, Bonnie J. M. from Arizona, Samia S. from Delaware, and Shanna C. from Tennessee. So let's start off with 3 minutes for Marilyn K.
Hello, I'm Marilyn K. from Oregon. And can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Thank you. This last week, the program has been amazing to me, not in an amazing outcome, but amazing for how I was able to cope. My husband entered an emergency room with a medical crisis that ended up him in ICU and ended up him dying on Sunday. And I was able to stay with him. He didn't have COVID, fortunately. And God just granted me the ability to make sure that I ate, make sure that I called people in the program that helped me do my 10th step over resentments that I received from other family members. And I just I fortunately am in recovery and recovered, and God has done amazing things for me when I have been able to go in my bedroom when I couldn't stop eating at night, and I just begged God to help me stop eating, and I have not had any night eating in 7 years, and I know that's from God, and I'm a rattled mess right now, but I'm coping, and I can getting through it with God's help if I take a deep breath and ask God to be with me and try to be in the present moment. And I don't know where I would be if I didn't have my prayer partners and my sponsors. And I just am so grateful this week. I'm not very happy about the outcome. We had been married 46 years, and he was my lifeline. And I was a care partner for him. He died of something else than his Parkinson's disease. So I'm in change, but I know if I can get through it one moment at a time. Yesterday I felt like a train wreck, and I got on my knees and asked God to help me just get through one moment. And I'm just very grateful for this program and people that are there for me, because I know I will need it as I go down the road, because my son died 5 months ago. Unfortunately, I still have a son with me, and I'm hoping that he will reach out for God also. So thank you very much for being there for me, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Marilyn Kay. That is a vision for you, and the power of recovery from this disease of compulsive overeating. Our condolences
on
your loss, Marilyn, and support if you need it. Give us a call.
Thank you.
Oh, Kathy Z., you're up next for 3 minutes from Washington, and then Bonnie J.M. will follow you.
Hi, this is Kathy Z. I'm from Washington State. recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you for your service, Melanie. And Marilyn, thoughts and prayers go out to you. So sorry for your loss and struggle this year. And thank God for this program and this solution to help us in this disease that can have such a strong hold on us. But we know that there is a solution. And the spiritual solution is such a gift. And all it really takes to get started is willingness to step out of this disease of compulsive overeating and surrender to God. And yes, it sounds simple when you say it, and it is a simple solution, but it takes work on my part. And I've done really well through the holidays, but I've also found that I've gotten a little comfortable. And because I've been so busy, I've not tapped into my higher power the way that I used to. I've had less time, and finding that I'm not carving out the time that I need spiritually. And so before I know it, it's like, okay, wait a second. I see some old patterns starting, and I see, you know, other foods in my house that I wasn't seeing before that I was actually able to just ignore by God's grace. And so what I've learned through this time is that it's really important for me to continue to surrender and do the work. My God always chooses me. He always chooses me, and he loves me. And it's me that decides to not choose him. And it's me that gets caught up in the world and forgets about him. But he always chooses me and always loves me and is always there to be a conduit to the joy that he has in store for me in my life. And it's God's conduit that helps me make the right choices and helps me stay abstinent and healthy. And I'm so thankful for that. If I didn't have the initial spiritual awakening, I wouldn't be aware of how much I need my higher power. And today I'm very grateful that I'm aware of that need and that I am walking this path and this journey today, and that I am still abstinent. Thank you so much for this meeting, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Thank you very much, Kathy Z from Washington. Bonnie J.M. from Arizona, you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Samia S. will follow after you in three.
Hi, I'm Bonnie J.M. from Arizona, and I just wanted to talk about spiritual awakening. When I first came into this program, I had no idea what spirituality was, spiritual awakening meant, and I didn't come in overweight, but I did come in as a neurotic or maybe a psychotic thin person that was just holding on and knew I was going to lose it at any time. And I do want to offer my condolences to the lady that just spoke a few minutes ago. And what I started to say was there was 5 people in my life that I was about to lose to death at that particular time. And I walked into a meeting, I heard all those words, you know, and I started thinking about God, although I didn't really know God. I'd heard God. I went to Sunday school when I was a kid, but I heard the words, but my focus in Sunday school was social and my friends. I didn't really listen very well. But once I got into this program and started to work the steps, and it took me a long time to admit I was powerless, a very long time. But the one thing I did do, and why I did it, I call it a God thing, was I kept coming back, and I kept coming back, and I didn't know what a spiritual awakening was, but once I started seeing some attitude changes and some things that happened to me that were beautiful and good, and I was getting through stresses, I could just start naming the miracles. You know, Jewish people believe in a lot of miracles. Everything is a miracle. And but I didn't really get what a miracle was until I came into this program. I've been in since either the early 80s, maybe even into the 70s. And, you know, when I first started, I was insecure. I was not good enough. I didn't think I was adequate enough. And all I was doing was proving myself. And, you know, now I can say the promises of the program, I live almost every one of them almost every day, at least part of the day anyway. And everything I have struggled to go through, the appropriate people have been there to support me. And most of those appropriate people have been people like you. And what a gift. What a gift. And, you know, I start my day with God. I end my day with God. And God tells me what's for lunch and dinner. And I'm a normal weight. And I love this program. Thank you. And with that, I pass.
That's Bonnie J. M. from Arizona. Samia S. from Delaware is right now for 3, and then Shanna C. will follow from Tennessee. Good morning, Samia.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your service. It's Samia S. in Delaware. And
Samia, you're a little bit faint. I want to make sure people hear you. You don't happen to be on speaker, are you?
Oh, is this better?
It seems to be. Let's see if we can speak a little bit and see if we can catch you.
Yeah, maybe it was my Bluetooth. How about now?
Oh, much better. Thank you so much. That'll be ease on the ears. Appreciate it. Okay,
no,
I'll start
no
your time.
Problem. All right, it's Samia S. in Delaware, recovering food addict. Thank you so much for your service. And I just wanted to comment on the fact that when I first came into the rooms of OA, I came in through another program, but I was eventually introduced to Vision, and I had been listening, honestly, for years, or should I say hearing. I had been hearing for years and had never actually quite been able to listen to the message. But after a desperate, desperate spiritual search through, I mean, just digging in the Hebrew text, and it was ridiculous how bad I was searching spiritually. I ended up getting baptized in a very strict religion, and that was one of the darkest moments of my life because I realized I still did not have what I had been searching for. So most of my adult life, I had been searching for something and didn't know what it was, but also battling with this eating and this weight and this depression and these suicidal and everything. And so when the paragraph, when it says that our Creator has entered into our hearts in lives in a way which is indeed miraculous and commenced to accomplish things that we could never do by ourselves. One day listening to Vision, I actually heard that message, and it was really profound. It was the solution that I had been searching for pretty much for all of my issues, the spiritual one as well as the physical malady. And now that is what grounds me. It's not the weight loss. It's not the sanity. It's not even the fellowship. No, nothing else keeps me in these rooms and keeps me from being suicidal other than that hope of being connected to the being that created me, that hope of having, you know, this power to do things that normally I would not be able to do. And that is what is transforming me into a person that is able to be of service to others, that is actually even concerned about others. And so I'm so glad that Vision constantly preaches the message of the solution to the eating, the solution to the weight, the solution to the spiritual malady is connection. I'm so glad that this meeting really preaches that message and that is so clear because it saved my life. So again, with that, I'll pass. And my name is Samia S. in Delaware.
Thank you so much, Samia. That's Samia S. in Delaware. Shanna C. from Tennessee, your 3 minutes will start now. And we may have time for one more additional share after Shanna. Good morning, Shanna.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for leading the meeting. And again, my condolences to Marilyn. Proof positive that this program really, really works in rough going. And thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being here. I'm taken back personally to the fact that I had for so long told myself I was, you know, powerless, that I can't, that God will help me, and that God, you know, I'd been in another fellowship for quite a while, and I didn't, I thought I just had that one problem, but I also used food. I didn't think I was actually a compulsive eater, that I was just using food, you know, this kind of thing. But it so somewhere in the back of my mind, I thought I had some power over food. I thought I had some power that if I just you know, admit it, you know, and go through the motions of these steps or whatever, then I would have what it needs, and I could control my food. But it truly, truly, in my heart of hearts, it wasn't until I truly saw just how powerless I was. And it was like, it was deeper than mental ascension. Yeah, I know I can't control it. Yeah, it was deeper than that. It was like, I am really a compulsive eater, and I cannot fix this. I've tried. And God, I need your help. And it, at that moment, it was, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do. And, you know, hold my nose and jump, called a lady in a vision. She took me through the steps, and through God's grace, of that mental obsession has been removed. And I've been abstinent over a year now, which is absolutely miraculous. And so as I read this paragraph, I'm like, yeah, that has happened for me. And I forget that. And just so many miracles have happened. Just evidence that for me, that God is real. And these spiritual experiences have been deep and effective. But provided that I stay in steps 10, 11, and 12, too. You know, in step 3, it talks about how to be vital. It must be followed by unselfish constructive action. And it says on page 85, if we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. To some extent, we have become God conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense, vital meaning necessary for life. But we must go further, and that means more action. And again, it goes into step 11 there. So maintaining that connection with God through living in 10, 11, and 12, and you know, making amends for causing harm. Thank you. And being willing to convert that into usefulness to others a day at a time. But anyway, I appreciate being able to share. Glad this thing really works. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you. Shanna C. from Tennessee. Looks like the time will allow for 1 2-minute share. Do you want it? I'll take your name and the first initial of your last name if you want.
Ann R.
There you go. From California?
Yes, ma'am.
Janet M. from New York.
Okay, excellent. Sorry, Janet. I heard Ann first, so we just got a little less than, we have less than a minute and a half, Ann. Oh, you want to still take it?
Yes. My name is Ann R.
On mark, get set, go.
My name is Ann R. I'm from California, and I am a compulsive overeater, and I am very, very grateful for this meeting that I've been listening to. I like in this paragraph where it says that the Creator has entered into my heart and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. My Creator has commenced to accomplish things for me which I could never do by myself, and that is to address my food addiction and to reach out to other fellows and members that have a clear message here on Visions. My disease does not like the clarity of it. It's being shook in its cage, and I'm rattling with it. The shares this morning have been spectacular, and they touch my heart, and God speaks to me through the people that have shared this morning, and I am so deeply, deeply grateful. I just keep coming back, and I just keep making connections with my fellows, which are the only ones that understand
that would be
what I am going through. Thank you.
Thank you very much and for that share, Ann R. from California. And then that will conclude the sharing part of our meeting here, and we'll start the process of wrapping up the recorded portion. But stick around. We have a full 10 more minutes after that we'd like to be able to spend with you unrecorded. So I would like to thank everyone that was on Team Tuesday for the month of December. It was a great team effort here, and so grateful to meet with you every single Tuesday, so faithful and so loyally. Thank you. Thank you for your dedication here to this meeting. As we wrap up, I'd like to ask Shelly, I'm so sorry, Jody E., where is my mouth? Jody E., to please read from our big book on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we'll close out with a serenity prayer, join together, and then we'll move on to the last 10 minutes. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Melanie and everyone. My name is Jody E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater from California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you